Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Choppy, let's get to the five things that you want to see from the Cowboys as they get set to take on Kyler Murray in Arlington. The five different things you want to see from the Cowboys.
All right, so number one thing that I want to see from this Dallas Cowboy team tonight, I want to see five, as I do every single week, I want to see five things. First of all, by the way, I don't know what they're going to do offensively. But what I do know is I want to see, number one, an offense that changes to match its quarterback. You can't fit square peg in a round hole. If Andy can run the same system as Dak, great. If he can't, change it up. Okay? When they had, in 2015, when Tony Romo went down, and they bring in Whedon, and they bring in Castle, and they bring in Kellen Moore, you couldn't run the same offense. They basically went out there and had no plan whatsoever. No play. They didn't mold their offense to their new quarterback. I want them to do that. Number two, I want them to give the team to Andy Dalton. They didn't give the team to Brandon Whedon. They didn't give the team to Matt Castle. They didn't give it to Kellen Moore. Give it to Andy. All right? Try to win the game. They played those games so the quarterback would not cost them a victory. You cannot win like that. Give it. Let Andy win the game. Let Zeke win the game. Let the playmakers win the game. Don't try to have the offense be just there not to make mistakes. Let the offense try to win the football game. Andy Dalton is a capable quarterback. He's not great. Not great. But when he plays at his best with good pieces around him, he can be league average. I think he can be a league
average. He can be above average. The guy went to the playoffs for a lot of years with Cincinnati.
Yes, he did. So give him the team. Change the offense to match the quarterback and give the team to Andy Dalton. Doesn't mean you're going to give it to him for forever, but you have to act like he's your only option right now, because guess what? He is your only option. He's your only option. Give him the team. Three, take away DeAndre Hopkins. We talked about this earlier. Anyone can be taken away in the NFL. Any team could take away any player on the other side of the football.
The Cowboys have the worst coverage team in all of football with Pro Football Focus. Their grade is a 38.7.
Is that good?
That's not good. It's kind of like a school grading system. So if you come home with a 38.7 with your interim report card, you're probably getting that behind whooped. The Cowboys' top four corners all have defensive grades below 60. That's Jordan Lewis, Darrell Worley, Diggs, and Anthony Brown. They all have Pro Football Focus grades below 60. DeAndre Hopkins, he's killing it. You can say he's been the best wideout in the league through 5 weeks. The only receiver with 500-plus receiving yards. He's gone over 130 yards in three of their five games. His yards per catch is 11.7. That's a bit down for him. His catch percentage is 85%. By far the best in his career, and he's doing it in his first few games with Kyler Murray, and DeAndre is ranked as the third best wideout in all of football with Pro Football Focus's grading. His offensive grade is an 89.8. So how are they going to go ahead and take him away? You're going to put Xavier Woods over the top with him, with Jordan Lewis, with Anthony Brown, Darrell Worley.
Yeah.
Lining up against him and then hope that Larry Fitz doesn't find the fountain of youth.
Yep, you're going to have to. What'd you say that coverage grade was again? 38, something like that? Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, that's how you get kicked off a golf team in college, is you have a 38. not speaking from experience or anything like that. But listen, this is they could take somebody away. You take away half the field. You make the defense worry about the other half. Hopefully that works. It's political season, Sean. Not sure if you're aware of this, but it's coming up this year. Yes, there is an election in like 14 days or whatever. So we're going to go MAGA, full-on MAGA. Make Amari great again.
Oh, well
all right.
Done.
Last week, he barely played in the first half. We talked about he played the first series, then didn't play again, a little couple minutes left. You know, and we asked Mike McCarthy about it, and he said, well, we're trying to keep him fresh throughout the entire season. Well,
dealing with some things. He's always dealing with some things.
Always. That's out the window now, boys and girls. Well, you know, you could make that plan when you have Dak Prescott as your quarterback, but when you have a backup in there, even though Andy's not your typical backup, you've got to play, and you got to play a ton. You mean, all hands are on deck now. This is like.
But
a
does
game.
He have to play? I mean, they have wide receiver depth. They have a ton of receivers. They can let him sit over there on the sideline with CD now and Gallup and Cedric Wilson out there.
They can, but are you at your best? Right? Are you helping out your quarterback, who didn't have an off season, particularly with this team? Right? Because it was a COVID off season. So are you really helping out your team the best when Amari Cooper is on the sideline? And I think the answer to that is probably not. More weapons is good for Andy Dalton. And finally, number five, stop with these ridiculous mistakes. Be it special teams, defensive assignment breakdowns, 12 men on the field, 12 men breaking a huddle, you know, whatever it is. Mistakes are killer. It should have cost them last week. They should have lost to the Giants. Because the Giants should have had a touchdown on the fake field goal. And the Giants also got another touchdown callback on a pick play. But that was a mental lapse on that field goal. It was a mental lapse.
Yeah.
They left Evan Engram completely uncovered. These mistakes, Tony Pollard a couple weeks ago on the kickoff, getting the ball to 1 yard line. They've made mistake after mistake after mistake. The ridiculous mistakes have got to stop. And there's your five.
You are... pick for this evening in this game?
This was going into the year one of those kind of swing games anyway. I think they're going to win enough games as the season goes on. I think they lose this game, though. I think it's a 28-17 loss.
Oh, that's under the under, right? That's under.
That would be – I'm terrible at math. I think that would be under the under. Yes, it would be under the under.
Yeah, 45. That's way under the under. Yes. The over-under, I think, is 54-55. You have it at 45. So 28-17, the Cowboys lose. I have the Cowboys losing as well, 33-24. And I think it's going to look like Kyler Murray in his high school days. He is a human joystick, and this defense is embarrassingly bad. I don't care that Leighton Vander Esch is back. Mm. I don't care that Stephen Jones comes on this radio station and says, I think the defense could be turning a corner. Based on what? Jason Garrett was able to improve his offensive coordinator resume off of this defense. So unless they get some crazy interceptions that are tipped to them, I expect Kyler Murray to run around this defense and make throws against them as if he was playing against a high school team. Because that's basically what the Cowboys' defense is. It's a high school defense. And going up against Kyler, he's going to want to put on a show. And I can just envision him right now with that Monday Night Football interview afterwards, talking about his family and his friends in the stands and his old high school glory days. And I think he's going to relive it in Arlington. Cardinals win 33-24. And I'm looking at Kyler with what he can do with his legs. First off, I was dead wrong about this kid. I love watching him, and I knew he had a gun. I just thought he would get plucked. And I know that there were new school analytics, all right, saying it doesn't matter how big or small you are at quarterback, it doesn't factor in you getting hurt. And I'm like, okay, keep your analytics. I'm just going to go with physics, and I'm going to go with common sense. And when he gets hit, it's going to be over for him. He is just too small. And I've been wrong on that. And I love watching him play, and I love his swagger. He doesn't look real. He does not look real watching him out there on the field. And when he turns it on and decides to run you, he can embarrass people. And so far this year, I mean, he's put up those running numbers, man. And it has been him and DeAndre Hopkins, also a return for Cliff Kingsbury. But I think Kyler is just going to be too much running around this defense and juking people out of their cleats. And that's why I have Arizona winning.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, 877-881-1053. Look, can we stop this narrative here? This is an interesting one. I think you guys are severely underestimating Dalton's ability because he was in Cincy. He's an upgrade as far as consistent ball placement as a passer. The conversation will change after a couple of games, and you see how he moves this offense. The biggest – oh, and then he continues with they're going to make defenses respect the passing game and not consistently load the box. Okay. Can we stop – teams don't load the box against the Dallas Cowboys, and they haven't ever, really, since Dak came into the league. They really haven't. Outside of – at the end of 2017 when Zeke was out, I'm sorry, at the end of 2018 when they had no weapons. That's it. Other than that, this team has not had the box loaded against them. They really haven't. The idea, oh, well, they're all – no, they're not loading the box. Okay, they're not. They're just not. They're dropping back and respecting the passing game. And second of all, this notion that Dak Prescott's not an accurate passer, that has to stop too. Okay? There is a billion metrics that show that he is one of the 10 most accurate passers in the NFL. Period. End of story. His completion percentage above expectation is the same as Aaron Rodgers this year. And it's higher, boys and girls, than Patrick Mahomes. It's higher than Deshaun Watson. It's higher than Matt Ryan and Ben Roethlisberger. It's higher than Drew Brees. End of story. Okay, so just stop with the notion that Dak is not an accurate passer and stop with the notion that this team gets the box loaded against them more often than not. They don't, and he's not.
This is a very exciting and nervous time for Dak haters. Very, very nervous, because if they go and drop 33 or 34 or 40, right, as I saw some DallasCowboys.com writers predicting, then they're going to be walking into work tomorrow, and they're going to have their, you know, Andy Dalton jerseys and bringing out the old gear from TCU. But if this offense, I guess they have the built-in excuse. If the offense struggles, you know, you can say, well, Dak's numbers were in garbage time. They were getting murdered. So there's always, it's like arguing politics. There's always a way to skew and alter the argument. But I wonder if any of the Dak haters would possibly apologize or change their mind if Andy Dalton and this offense look flat and they look dead and they don't put up a lot of yards and they don't put up a lot of points.
Look,
or if the excuse is already built in. That, hey, Dak's numbers are always there because they're getting murdered.
Let's say they put up 30 points this week. Really cool. That's still 3 points a game less than they put up on average this year. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
But people will say, I'm putting up 30 points with a quarterback who's not going to cost me $40 million. That's the discussion.
Yeah, that's fair. That's true. Okay? That's a very true stat, fact, comma, parentheses. Okay? There's no doubt about that.
But look, I don't expect this offense to be that – I don't expect it to be that close to what it was or have the explosiveness or the possibilities of the Dak offense. That's going to be part of the intrigue. That's part of the Dak silver spoon argument that he's always – that I always say that he's always had, you know, a ton of gifts around him from offensive line to running back to receivers that he's never had without. Throughout his NFL career, and when he did, they got him Amari, and they turned it around. So let's see if Andy can give you the feeling that the Cowboys offense can score at any point in time, just like the offense was giving you with Dak. It's just a matter of whether they're down 17 or not. So both of us have the Cardinals winning this game this evening.
Yeah, and I think eventually this offense will score a good amount of points with Andy. I just think first week, they might not be as explosive and as high point total as they have been in recent games.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.